Let's check in with Bobby Belt, our Cowboys insider right now, talk about that game last night. Cowboys, they win an ugly one against the New York Giants up in the Meadowlands.
Win's a win at this point.
20-15, those penalty flags were flying, Bobby.
Yeah, look, I mean, it was a bit of a sloppy game. I mean, the offense didn't, have a prolific output, and there were obviously a lot of the issues with the penalties, 9 in the first half, but you're not going to apologize for a victory, especially one on the road, on a short week, and, within the division. So all big positives there, but still a lot of things that need to get cleaned up before you can consider this Cowboys team contenders.
All right. I know that I don't know how much you know yet or whatever, but do we know anything about DeMarcus Lawrence and the injury to Micah Parsons, both those guys?
The thought right now is that neither one of those are serious. Micah Parsons was supposed to have an MRI this morning, but the thought for both of those injuries was that they'd avoided a serious issue there. So the 10-day layoff here, playing a Thursday night, the 10-day layoff until the Pittsburgh game is going to be really beneficial for them. But they should have some further updates after they get a chance to get the MRIs done this morning.
This is a really, really tough stretch they're getting into now, starting with the Steelers a week from Sunday.
Yeah, you got the Steelers on the road, and then it's Detroit back at home. Then you'll have 2 weeks off, and then it's another gauntlet. You go on the road against San Francisco, who has just been their kryptonite the last couple of years, and then it's Atlanta, and it's Philadelphia, and it's Houston, and it kind of gets this ball rolling where you don't get a chance to breathe until about mid-November around Thanksgiving. So it's big to get this win because this is probably the most comfortable, confident victory you had on your schedule over the next 6 to 8 weeks. And so I think that was something that is important to get it done, even if it wasn't clean, even if it wasn't perfect. And there were things you could build off of that were really positive. The run defense looked much better. They were much more disciplined. They were in the spots they needed to be in. The all 11 guys line that Micah Parsons kept talking about, they were all doing their job consistently. And you saw the output from that. And so I think there were positive things to build on, but obviously things that still need to be cleaned up.
So tell us about Micah Parsons now, because I know some of the TV stations were breathlessly reporting this morning that he walked off the team plane when they got home, which I guess that's a good sign.
Yeah, if you're walking on under your own power, that's a good thing, which, I mean, he walked off the field. Obviously, he had the cart, but I think that was just more a precaution than anything. He was icing his ankle after the game on the training table, but then he was up walking around a little gingerly. He told reporters he's fine, obviously a little sore, but that he was going to try and be able to play against Pittsburgh. So he didn't think he had some long, difficult outlook. But, yeah, he goes up, flies back to Dallas, and then coming off the team plane, was able to walk off under his own power without a boot or crutches or anything else. So that would seem to be a positive indicator. We'll just have to watch the practice report next week to see how involved he is.
You know, one of the things I think that jumped out at everybody that was watching that game, the penalties. Cowboys especially, what do they have, 11 or something
right.
like that? On Tyler Guyton. Talk about how concerning that is, because in the Mike McCarthy area, they've struggled with these penalties before.
Yeah, and I mean, Jerry Jones was just on with the KNC Masterpiece on 105 through the Fan, and they had mentioned, or Jerry had mentioned, that he felt like maybe it wasn't totally balanced, some of the penalties being called, specifically the holdings. But I mean, I think that was a really poor officiating crew yesterday. They had a lot of stuff that wasn't officiated well. But Dallas was the beneficiary of a lot of it. They picked up a flag on the first touchdown that they probably could have enforced, which would have taken the touchdown off the board for the Cowboys. On the first drive, the Giants got a big gain negated by what was called a face mask penalty on their tight end, Daniel Bellinger, when in reality it was DeMarvian Overshown committing the face mask on Bellinger. And so they reversed a couple different things around that Dallas benefited from. Overall, I just think it was a bad officiating crew. And the Cowboys just need to make sure that they're not pointing the finger towards the officials consistently, because that has been an issue for them over the last couple of years, where they look kind of outwardly. I want to put some of that on the officials. And, they've talked before about how they don't need to be doing that and fall into that trap. I think the victory helped that, but there was still a little bit of chirping last night.
All right, Bobby, listen, thanks so much. It was sloppy, but a W is a W, and we appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon. Cowboys insider Bobby Belt with us on KRLD.
I do want to play this. This is Jerry talking about the win and making a squirrel analogy.
Oh, boy.
And we got a long way to go, and I know you keep hearing that. But as we're getting there, these guys are getting reps, getting better. Guyton's going to be getting better. BB's going to be getting better. Those a lot of backups are in there. We're improving. Now, that's hard to do when you have a couple of outings like we had against the Saints, or if you really had against Baltimore. But we're putting things in the storehouse as the squirrels for the nuts in the storehouse that are going to be paying dividends for us this winter.
What?
Doesn't that make you look? We got the squirrels out there, and they're doing some nut housing.
To the nut house? Okay.
Maybe he should go in the nut house. I don't know. But I did like to see that Bobby Belt said it was the bad officiating crew. That's what I'm going
That's
with.
That's what it was. That's right.
They're the ones that caused all those
penalties. Those 11
penalties
were all unjust.
That's right.